It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone.
From
Commish.
How you be?
Yes, Lou, I've been embraced and enmeshed in scandal.
Good for you. You've been right in Congress.
Yes, Lou. I looked it up, Lou. We have not spoken since Easter Sunday, Lou.
Ah, yes.
I guess that marshmallow peep question just, you know, penetrated my brain too much. It freaked
okay,
me out.
You know what? What? Now you're assuming I remember our conversation.
Okay. Well, Lou, how have you been?
Outstanding.
That is great to hear, sir. The summer is starting, as you can see out the window.
And it was great to see banging Henry Melton.
Yes.
Little number dinner for two. He take me out to the ball game.
Yes, and he was featured in the Sun Times yesterday throwing out that first pitch.
Oh!
He looks like he could pitch for the Cub.
You can pitch for the Cubs,
Now, most Cub fans I know swear they're better. I haven't had evidence to say.
Okay.
And Lou, speaking of Lou's picks, we are now in the midst of the hockey playoffs, and I wanted to give you the results of your division-by-division pick of the... I actually kept the sheet and found it.
Okay, of course you did.
So, in the Atlantic Division, Lou, you picked the Pittsburgh Penguins, and you were correct.
Okay.
Yes. In the Northeast Division, you picked the Boston Bruins, and the Canadiens won. Those dang Canadians, they always win.
But the Bruins are still in it.
You are correct, sir.
Okay.
In the Southeast, you picked the Hurricanes, I think just about because of their name, and the Washington Capitals won that division. In the Central Western Conference, you picked the Hawks, which was correct. The Northwest Division, you picked the Canucks, and you were correct. And in the Pacific Division, you picked the Sharks, and it was the Mighty Ducks, the only name for a movie.
Well, they didn't deserve to be in it because the Red Wings beat them.
True. And you, this is interesting series right now, the Red Wings versus the Hawks.
Oh, I've been following Pittsburgh and Ottawa.
I see. So, Lou, we want to have our baseball show, of course. Can we get that together?
Sure. We can hope for next year.
No,
you know, Chicago baseball is playing right into our game here.
Exactly.
We're coming into June, and we're going to be talking about football.
Very good. And any of the developments in football that have you... What do you think of that new coach? What's going on? How about Howie Long's son? Do you like that?
Well, I don't know what's going on with Howie Long. I'm still mourning the loss of Tim Tebow.
Nobody's picked him up, eh, Lou?
I don't know, but I was hoping he'd go to the Oakland Raiders. they can use a little Jesus.
The rumor is that Urlacher is going to sign with Minnesota.
Good for him, because that's where old NFC Central Conference players go, following right in the footsteps of Brett Favre.
Okay. Do you have something for your No Forks review, Lou? We're trying to warm back up into this.
I had a very, very, very awful.
Where are you?
Something.
I hear alarms in the background, but you had something very bad. What was it?
Oh, this is volleyball day in the Dickman family.
Ah, very good, very good. Wow.
Yes, young Doodle Dickman is hitting the courts in about a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, and where are you in Marengue or wherever you...
Oh, no. We're in beautiful West Aurora.
Oh, my God. What time do you have to get up to go to Aurora on a Sunday morning, Lou?
You know, because there's no traffic, we get to leave the city at 10 of 6.
Okay, all right. Yes. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what? I'd rather be fishing, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's not too bad.
No.
Get you going on a Sunday, I guess.
Yes.
But so, what was your problem with No Forks this week? Where'd you go? What did you do?
What was that?
You said you had a bad experience with your No Forks review this week.
Yes, I went to, and I shouldn't have done it, I went to Alante.
Alante. Oh,
for
yeah.
Yes, it's one of the chains.
Yep.
Chain things.
Yep.
For their breakfast burritos.
Okay.
Awful.
What was the problem, Lou? You think they just don't care?
It was a dry tortilla shell. It was.
I hate that.
Powdered eggs that were sitting around for a while. I mean, the McDonald's sausage burrito has it all over them.
Oh, my God. That's saying something, Lou.
Yeah, it is. It was just so. And it's my fault for going into a chain. I should have stopped. They should have stayed with the regular roadside places.
That's right. That's what the No Forks review is about.
That's right. It was just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
How many spills on that, Lou?
None.
Zero. A zero for Alante.
No, it actually got the trash thing.
The what?
That got three garbage cans.
That's the, you know, that's the, and you probably paid $7 for it too. That's the thing.
Oh no. That's no.
Okay.
It was semi-price friendly, but so it was. It was. They got the garbage cans too. Three garbage cans in the kitchen.
All right, Lou. Well, we'll get to our question of the week, Lou.
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Where are we going since we don't know how to get there?
What?
Where are we going since we don't know how to get there?
Hell in a handbasket, Lish.
Doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and we're getting back on track, baby.
Have an outstanding rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you Memorial Day.
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Alante Management Training Service. If you like powdered eggs, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around in the great city of Chicago. Tell him Lou powders you.